Moser Reb Zeir. So Reb Zeir asked a kasha like this. Sidur es ha-lechem. If somebody puts the lechem on the shulchan, the 12 lechem upon him, that really is supposed to put it on Shabbos, v'yesabzich, in order to put the two plates with the lavener inside it, achra Shabbos. He didn't do it the way he was supposed to do it on Shabbos, but he did it on Sunday. They didn't have the lechem upon him ready by Shabbos, so they first put it on Sunday. V'yikter es ha-bzich in b'Shabbos. And who I didn't learn later, he wants to be master of b'zichim on Shabbos, the lechem is psula. It's possible. Shrashi psula, why is it possible? Shle nisadra b'Shabbos. La'amad shom shivas yomim. Because they didn't put the lechem on the table on Shabbos to be there for 7 days. Shemishpotim, the way you're supposed to. V'rehi mechusas man. So if you want to use it the next Shabbos, like if you're makta the b'zichim, it came the next Shabbos, and you burnt the b'zichim, the lechem upon him is possible? Because it didn't stay on the shulchan long enough. It's supposed to be on the shulchan 7 days, and you first put it on Sunday. It wasn't there 7 days. So that's the halacha. That's possible. So Mara says, Kate said, Yasa, what should you do now in such a case that you first put the lechem upon him on the shulchan Sunday? When it comes next Shabbos, the halacha is, Yenichenu l'Shabbos Abor. Don't take it off the next Shabbos, and don't be mocked to the bezichim, but just leave it there for another Shabbos. Sha'afilu omdo al ha-shulchan yom rabim ein bekachlum. The lechem can stay on the table a few days. Let it stay like a week and a half, kamat. And the second week, the second Shabbos, then you'll be able to be mocked to the bezichim, and then you'll be able to eat the shtei lechem. So Drashi Ketzer Yaseh, Yenichenu al ha-shulchan at Shabbos Abor. Let these lechem upon him now stay on the shulchan another week. And the next Shabbos, then you'll be marked at the bezichin, and then you'll be able to eat those shtei lechem, the lechem upon him. For the Markasha now, v'yamai, why is this true? That you can let it stay, tiktosh v'tisol. The chur, if you put it on the shulchan Sunday, so true, Sunday shloim bizmanoi. That's not the time to put the lechem upon him on the shulchan. You're supposed to put it on Shabbos. Shabbos it wasn't ready, so they first put it on Sunday. So it's shloim bizmanoi. But I called upon him, he just got finished telling me, if you put something in a kli shoris, even though it's not the right time, still it gives it a kedushas aguf, and it should become possible after the time. So v'tifsol, the Rashi says, tikdash v'tifsol, kivun the kli shoris, mikadashin shle bezmanoin, livso, let the lechem upon him become possible. V'yikadash ha-shulchan es lechem, me'echad b'shamis. When you put the lechem on the shulchan Sunday, on Sunday, the shulchan is mikadash the lechem upon him. Livso b'siddur shleim b'zmanoi, that now it becomes possible because you're making a siddur shleim b'zmanoi. That's the kasha. How could you tell me you're allowed to leave the lechem on the shulchan for another full week and use it the next Shabbos? The chur should be possible. You're making the shleim b'zmanoi, it should be possible. On my Rabbis said, man de kamoisev shapa kamoisev. The one that asked the kasha, you should know he asked a very good kasha. This is a very good kasha. The avuad rabavin nami masbisin kamer. Like the kasha also is set over from a braisa. It's not just time as asking a kasha like this. It's a very good kasha, like Rashi says. Omar Rova, hi the komoisa shapa komoisa. The avud rav avin, the moisvale minei, lav shmaitetov the amoir omar. He's not only asking the question what he heard over from the amoroyim, but some from the gemara, the name of the Yisusa, like the essence from a kasha, like you say that's wrong. Elamas nisa tona. He's learning it from a braisa, from tanoyim. Therefore, we have to really think and give a very good teretz here. To lalikshu masnisa adodi, you shouldn't have a steer on prices. And vaytev teretzno, and he also gave a teretz. He asked a very good kasha, and he also gave a teretz to this. And ochi ksava tana devud rabavin lana lehevi chsaron zman. Oh, let's see the gemara. So he answers uksava. The teretz is like this: laila ein mechusa zman. Laila is not called missing time. Mashenken yoy mechusas man. Mashenken daytime, if you're missing a whole day too late, too early, that's called mechusas man, then there's no kedusha chal. So again, what was the kasha? The kasha was we had before, if you do the kemitz at nighttime, it's not kosher to do it at night, but still if you put it into the klisharis is mekadesh the kemitzah, that it has a psulina on it now, even though it's shleid bezmanai. So the kasha is, how come if you put the lechem upon him on the shulchan Sunday, since we're shleid bezmanai, why don't we say the shulchan is mekadesh the lechem today, and when it comes next Shabbos, like it's shleid bezmanai, it should become possible. And we say, not like that. You're allowed to leave the lechem upon him on the shulchan another full week. So you see, when you first put it on the shulchan Sunday, it had no kedush at all from the shulchan. So Shalom is, why wasn't the Shulchan on Sunday being Mekadosh to Lechem, just like the Klisharis is Mekadosh to Kemitza at nighttime? So Teretz is the chilik between day and night. At night time is the pshat, it's the same 24 hours. Like you're making a kmitza tonight. Now tomorrow, in the morning, tomorrow but whole daytime, it's kosher to make the kmitza. So really it's now the beginning of tomorrow. There's some chzorin, it's not yom, it's laila. That's like lav mechus hazman. When it came the day already, today's Tuesday already, it came today, so since on Tuesday you could bring the kmitza, just nighttime you can't, so nighttime is not considered like a mechus hazman. It's called right now the klisharis could be mekadashit, because it's holding by the right day, it's just too early in the day, it's not the morning yet, it's only the night. Therefore you put it at night into the klisharis is mekadashit. Mashenkin here by the shulchan, the right time to put lechem upon him on the shulchan is only on Shabbos. So if you did it on Sunday, you did it way too late. And the next time when you're supposed to do it is first next Shabbos. So since you put it like 5 days too early, that's really called mechus hazman. It's like not the right time at all to put lechem upon him on the shulchan today. It's not only missing the time between night and day, it's b'chlal the wrong day. So therefore the klisharis is not mekadesh it at all. Therefore the lechem upon him did not become posel. Therefore we're allowed to leave it there the next Shabbos for another full week and it'll still be kosher. That was the teretz again. That ksava laila ein mechus hazman. Some it's the night time of tomorrow. It's not called missing time. So right now is the right day. Therefore the klisharis is mekadeshit. Ma'ashen ken yoyim mechus hazman. But yoyim is a big mechus hazman. So Rashi says, laila lo hevich saron zman hoyo bihoy serui likadesh b'klisharis shachris. Hilka klisharis mekadesh and akemetz b'laila. Since it's the night of that day, and that day you could bring the kmitza, so it's called the day that came already. And the klisharis is mekadeshet, even at night. Al v'yoyim mechus hazman, dover shein zman ha'yoyim. B'chlal, it's not the daytime, today's not the right day to put the lechem on the shulchan. Ad mocha, you have to wait till Shabbos. V'rehu mechus hazman, yoyim sholem. You're missing a long time yet. Hevichsaron zman. V'kol shein zeh, shein zman lekadesh ad yoyim ha'shabbos. For sure here, if you put lechem on Sunday, the time to be mekadesh the lechem is first next Shabbos. So for sure, it's way too early now, therefore the klisharis is not mekadesh the shulchan, is not mekadesh the lechem at all. Good. For the Gemara Kasha Koponim, of a kimat beishimsho, when it comes like bein hashmoshes or Friday night and Shabbos, tiktosh, betivsel. When it comes Friday night, now it's on the shulchan, and it's on the shulchan the wrong time. Because really you're supposed to put the new lechem upon him Shabbos by day. Hey, Shabbos in the morning, first they take off last week's lechem upon him, and then they put on the new one. That's the time. So now you put it on Friday night, l'chur et shleib bezmanay, but I call upon him Friday night is Shabbos already. So it's the day to put it in. So the shulchan should be mekadesh the lechem at night, and it should become psul leaner overnight. So how come you say you're allowed to leave it till next Shabbos? Why isn't the posel Friday night? Hey, Bishlam, you tell me you put it on the Shulchan Thursday or Wednesday, it's way too early. It's not the right day at all for Kedusha, no Kedusha Schal. But now that the Lechem is on the Shulchan Friday night, which is the day to put it on, just as too early, it's at night time, so now it's like the Kemitza, that you put into the Klisharis at night, that it should become Posel. So one Teretz is empty Gemara Ravina, Shekodem V'Solku, Enechanami. We're talking about now, when it came Friday night, Yubadavka took the Lechem upon him off the Shulchan, and you're first putting it back again, Shabbos by day. So that's why it's kosher. But then, Echnami, if it would be on the Shulchan Friday night, that's called the day when it should be there, but it's Shleib is Manoi, it would have become possible. Ma'azut Ravi Temer of Asher Yomano, Afilu Temer B'Shloi Kodam, V'Silkoi, even if you did not take off the Lechem was on the Shulchan the whole week, and Friday night also, Avikivon Shesidra Shloi Kimitzvosai. When did you put the Shulchan on the table? You put the Lechem on the Shulchan Sunday. That was Shleib is Manoi. That's called Nase Kemoi Shesidra Hakuf. It's as if a monkey put it on the Shulchan. In other words, Bechlal has no Kedusha. A Klisharis is only Mikadosh if the person puts it there, Al Manas to make it Kodesh. So even though it's Shleib is Manoi, we're saying if you put it at night time, since the next day is Roy for Kedusha, it's considered you put it into Klisharis to get Kedusha. And then it's Mikadoshit. But here, your time you put it, it was Sunday. That's not the right day at all. So when you put it there, it didn't get any Kedusha. The Kasher is when it comes Friday night. That's the day when it should get Kedusha. Let it be Kodesh at night and become possible overnight. The Torah says, since you didn't put it on the Shulchan Friday night, it was there by itself, like from before, it's like a kuf, like a monkey put it there, and it doesn't get Kedusha at all. And Rashi says, Nasek Timoy Shesidra Kuf, Shalemi Daitei, without your das. When did you put the lechem on the shulchan? Way before Shabbos. B'shoah shul mechus is man. On Sunday, Monday, it wasn't the right time. No kedusha was chal yet. Semelad le'domi le'koymit. It's not doma to the mincha before. She'nikmatz balayla. There you make the kmitz at night time. V'lechem she'nisadeh b'leil Shabbos to lav mechus is man. It's not a mechus is man. Yeah. Right? So that's a teretz. Semelad, that was his teretz. That the shulchan is not mekadesh to lechem when you put it there because it was way before Shabbos. I, when it comes Friday night, it's there by itself, it's not mekadesh at all. Mashenkin, if you put the kmitz into klisharas at night, since nighttime is not mechusas man, the date, it's that day, you're just missing a few hours, so since you put it into klisharas right now, kedusha is chal there, and that's why it becomes psul lina, so you have to burn it. Right, is that a klal? Now the Mishnah says another klal, hoi b'migdash, that the loch of the Mishnah says what? That when a kohen, any time in the base of migdash, when he was meisach asragla, he had to go and he made gedolim. The locher is after he has to have a tefillah. He has to go to the mikvah. The chol hamato mayim, if he just don't let out water, then turning kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. You don't have to go to the mikvah. He just has to have another kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. This is lav dafka the kohen gadol. This is by any kohen that's doing the avodah in the base of migdash. When he has to go to the base of kiddush, if it's for gedolim, he has to go to the mikvah. And if it's just for mayim, he has to have kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Samura says, we understand why he has to wash off his feet. He said, we only let out water, so the Mishnah says what? He has to wash your dying for raglayim. So Bishlam, he has to wash his feet, we understand, Mishun Nisaitzis, because something could spritz from the my raglayim, spritzes on his body, on his feet. So you want to wash it off, that's why he has to wash his feet. Elo yadayim my timer. What's the reason? Why do you have to wash your hands also? Is Omer Rabbah says, Zoysimers, from here we see, mitzvah l'shavshes. There's a mitzvah l'shavshes. That means when you get finished matam eraglayim, and something spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. Rashi says, mitzvah l'shavshes biyodoy, nitzaitza shemer raglayim, hanitozim araglov. If some eraglayim spritzed on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to rub it off. Shulayetze vem chut, you shouldn't walk out like that. People think you're kruv shuvcha. Shame me ragla mekalchim. Like, that's why the water doesn't come out from you straight. That's why it's spritzed all over. El l'shoyz l'krushuv chayin amolet. And the locha krushuv chayin, he can't have children. No zera comes out of him. V'yom ru'abonav shaynim shalai. So people say that you're a krushuv chayin. Aye, how do you have children? Your wife was mazana with somebody else. They'll think they're mamzerim. So therefore, you're supposed to wash off, rub off your feet right away so there shouldn't be any mitzvahs on your feet. So male, that's why it's good here also. The kohen, he's supposed to rub it off with his hands. That's why he has to wash his hands. So where it says, Messiah l'rabami, it's a riot to Rabami. The Yom Rabami says, Osa l'yodom, sheyetze v'nitzoytze shalgabi raglof. A person, after matto meraglayim, he can't walk outside if he still has the water on his feet. Mivnei shenir k'kur shuvcha. Because he looks as if he's a kruv shuvcha, something's wrong with him there. It doesn't come out the right way, it spritzes out. Therefore, he can't have children. People start saying your children are not your own children. Your wife was mazana with somebody else, and therefore your children are mamzerim. So therefore, it's an inyan always to wipe off your feet to make sure no spritzing is on your feet. So who I did? That's why it's good. Why you're supposed to wash your hands? But I call upon him as mashu from here clearly that if you go to the base of kisei and you matam eraglayim and you don't touch anything, your hands doesn't touch the eraglayim, or you don't rub off your feet, you're not mechuyif to wash your hands. That's what the Teich Shana brings down here. Mitzvah Shavshayf, Oymer Rabbein Atam, Ki Mechan Yesh Lumot, Sha Nichnas Lahashtin Mayim, Ein Tzarech Lito Yodav. When you come out from making, you don't have to wash your hands. Im Leishivshif, only if you rubbed the water off your feet. That's the only time. The Yemshivshif Smeel Nero, Dein Tzarech Levarech, Atzil Shadayim. And even if you did rub it off, you have to wash your hands, but not make a bracha on Atzil Shadayim. But I call upon him, you don't have to wash your hands. That's what he comes out. So he comes out, that's the way it comes out. And Lamais Talacha is also like that. That is one thing. If you go into a real basic kisei, you have to wash your hands just on being in the basic kisei. But as man is there, our basic kiseis are not called a real basic kisei. Since we have a place there to wash ourselves, it's not called a real basic kisei. So Mikri Radim, when you come out of the basic kisei, if you only were matam eraglayim, you don't really have to wash your hands. I think Gemara says, only if your hands touched it. But didn't touch anything there, you don't have to really wash your hands. Rakopon, and we hold for tefillah, you are supposed to wash your hands. Like before you go davin, mishum nikiyus, you're supposed to wash your hands. That's why our mini gears, usually when we come out of the best kisa, we always wash our hands. Because you never know when you're going to start, davening. To nagay to a bracha to shayla. Some of Farshim say for bracha also you should wash your hands. But not for bracha, not for tefillah, lakur mikradin, you don't have to wash your hands. Rakopon, the mini gears to wash your hands, yeah. Right. Amar Rav Papa, Tzoya bin Koimo, also Likras Krishma. If somebody had Tzoya, means he was Matu Gedolim, he went to make, and the big stuff came out, and there's some piece there still left on his body. Boisa Mokim, the place where it comes out, there's still some Tzoya there. Allah Kharij, you're not allowed to say Krishma. So Rashi bin Koimo, the neck of Piat Tabas, where the stuff came out, is also Likras Krishma. If there's still a little, even a little bit there, you're not allowed to say Krishma. For the Gemara Heshi Domi, how are we talking about? Where is this Soya to say you can't say Krishma? The person himself. E the nearest, if it's seen, it's mamash outside the body, you could see it. Pshita Avadi, you're not allowed to say Krishma in front of Soya. Even if it's not on your body, it's not in front of you, you can't say Krishma. E the loy nearest, elamai what, you don't see it. It's like inside your body there, you don't see it. Of a Zayfet the Gemara, lenit no Torah l'malchi Yasharis. Like what kind of din is this? The Torah wasn't given to Malchi Yasharis. Like if it's not nearest, so what's wrong? You can't see it. Even if it's inside there, but like, you can't clean yourself more than that. So what's wrong? Why do you say it's also to say Krishna? So Maran says, like Tzrichon, if it's all the way inside that you can't see it, so that's nothing. That we're not like a, we're not Malchi Asharis. You can't clean yourself more than that. Maran says, like Tzrichon, to Yoshe Veneris. It depends. When you sit down, like you open up a little bit there, then you could see the Tzoya there. Mashrekin, Oymed Veneris. When a person is standing, then you're more close there, then you can't see the Tzoya. So that's the halacha. That in such a case that the tzoya is not all the way inside your body, it's a little bit out. But when you're standing, you can't see it. When you're sitting, you could see it. That has a halacha like tzoya, and you yourself, you're not allowed to say Krishna now until you wipe it off. Shred Gemara, my shino mi tzoya b'soray. Why is it different than the halacha we had? The Gemara brachis, if you have tzoya b'soray on your arms, you're allowed to say Krishna. The Yitma, we learned like this. Tzoya b'soray. Somebody had tzoya on his b'soray, and it doesn't smell. He doesn't smell it, just some tzoyas on his basar, and he's not looking at it. The loch is you're allowed to say Krishma. Or show you yoda bebeis akisei. Or else your hand was inside the beis akisei. You're all the way outside, just your hand was inside the beis akisei. And Rashi says, yoda bebeis akisei. Mechitza ma'asekis. There's a mechitza that you put your hand through the window. Or beis akisei lefnim, mia mechitza. And the beis akisei is inside the mechitza. Vezehechnes yoda derechurish your mechitza. That's better. You put your hand through a hole through the wall. You put your hand into the base of kisei through a hole. So locher is that Rafuna Rama mutalikras Krishma. Rafuna says you're allowed to say Krishma there. Since your body is outside the base of kisei, you're allowed to say Krishma. Rafuna Rama also likras Krishma. The Chizda says no, it's also. So Rashi says Rafuna Rama also, mishom we say kol atzmoisot tamarna. That's as if all your bones are also davening to Hashem. So taima mishom kol atzmoisot, ava mishom zua moisot reyach loy. The kashra papa metavayo, the kashra papa mosis man the yomrin. Zayev yav tsoya b'soroi. So the only reason why according to Rav Chizki can't say Krishma is there's new pasuk of kolatz moisot tamarna. But if not for that, you would be allowed to. So here also, if you have tsoya b'yosim mokum, why is it worse? And according to Rav Papa zichashver, Rav Huna. Rav Huna says mamish mutulik was Krishma. So what's the difference where the tsoya is? So Mara answers bim kaima nofezuama. The difference. If the tzoya is b'yosim mokum where it comes out of the body, there it still smells very, very bad. It's nefisha zuama. Therefore, you're not allowed to say Krishma. Ma'ashenke shleibim kaimo, if the tzoya is on your body, any other place in your body, lenof is zuama. Then we say there it doesn't smell so bad. See, if the smell doesn't reach you, you don't smell it, you're allowed to say Krishma. Zdrashibim kaimo, nof is zuama. She chamahi, still hatin, shleyotz liyavra, didn't go outside yet. The smell didn't go, it wasn't a path to go out. So there's a very strong reich there. Therefore, any part, anything you have there, you're not going to say Krishma. Okay? He's a lochus here. So the Mishnah also says, the Maisa, when people wipe themselves, they have to be careful, do a good job. Because over there, if you leave over any little bit, it's also to say Krishma. So when you wipe yourself, you have to take your time out to make sure you do a good job there. Make sure nothing is left there, b'yesimakum. Because there, l'chur, the Mar doesn't say a shir. Like he once said to Mishavur, even a mashu, even a small amount that's left over there, mikra dimukhur, it's also to say Krishma. Because b'yaisa mokum, the more saying the svara, it's not for zuama. It smells very bad, you can't say Krishma. So the Yishonah speaks out, not that we say tsoy al tsoroy. If the tsoy is on your hands, you'll have to say krishma. He says davke b'mokim shemechusam. But somewhere where it's covered up, like it's under your shirt, Myri. Diba mokim agula, hafilo akaka tsoch lachadal damas. But if you can see the tsoy on your arm, it's on the uncovered part, so then even if it's on the floor, you're not allowed to say krishma in front of it. So this dinner, it's al b'sarai, means if it's covered up. But that's the kasha, I call upon me to see if the tsoy is under your shirt. It's mutter if you don't smell it, so why is it worse? It's boisim mokim, it's also covered up there. That's Gemara's teretz, that's boisim mokim, it's much worse. The zuam is much worse there, then it's also to say krishma. Tana Rabbonim, halacha b'sudah. Halacha b'sudah is like this: Adam yoytze lahashtin mayim. In the middle of the meal, you have to get up to go to the beis kisa. You have to let out water. Halacha is noito yodo achas. You have to only wash one hand. V'nichnas v'diber v'nichnas, and then you go back into the sudah. So Rashi learns: Adam shiyotze lahashtin sudah lahashtin mayim noito yodo achas. Oyse sheshivshas bani toitzis. Is the one hand that you rubbed off the spritzing off from your feet. That hand you have to wash. And then go back and continue your meal. What about dibur im chaveri? You went out, you left the meal to talk to your friend. For Hiflik, it took a long time. You had a long talk. Rashi Hiflik, sure, took a long time. Now when you want to come back to eat your suda, we have to be afraid that you are mesiach das from eating. So maybe you touched both hands to a mokim etunuf. So now you have to wash both hands over again. Halacha is noito shtei yodav. You have to wash both hands. For nichnas, then go to sit down. And when you wash your hands now, you can't wash outside. Rather, you have to first go in front of everybody and wash there. Then there shouldn't be a chashad. People shouldn't think this person didn't wash his hands altogether. Since you were talking a long time, 1 or 2 hours, you took your mind away from finishing the meal. You didn't wash your hands now, so you have to be afraid both hands touch something not nice, and you have to wash them now. People shouldn't say you didn't wash his hands, so you have to wash your hands in front of everybody else. Sit down and wash your two hands there, and then give the bowl back to the orchon, let them take it out for you. In other words, everybody should see that you made a tefillah shadayim. Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, Lo Yamor Nazoni said, Elo Lishtois. There's only a chshash if you're only going to drink more. You're not going to eat. So then there's a chshash people think maybe you didn't wash your hands. Avolechel, if a person sat down now to continue eating, Noitum Yivachutz. Then you're able to even to wash your hands outside. V'nichnas, then you can walk in after you wash your hands. Why? To make the idea that in the daitai. Like nobody rehearsed you didn't wash your hands. Everybody knows, like it's a normal manner. Before you sit down to eat food, you're going to wash your hands before you eat. So since you're outside and you're Masiach Das, for sure the person washed his hands, he doesn't have to, there's no chashad, he didn't wash his hands. It's only if you're only coming in to drink. So people think for drinking, really you don't have to wash your hands. Now the only reason why we say you have to wash your hands is because maybe you'll change your mind and go to eat. So that is a chash, maybe you didn't do it. That's why you have to wash inside. The Rashi says, Le'a Morin, La'ito b'chut el'eshe n'tzorech oy lechom, el'lishtois hu nichnas, sho'y regil el'naharach lishtois, b'shtiya achar amozim. You used to drink a lot later on. V'mi'atzorech liptol shem eitem prusot echpiv. You have to wash your hands because maybe you put some food into your mouth. Ma'ashenke, if you're sitting down to eat, then nobody's choshed you, for sure you wash your hands. Omer Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, V'yano, a person like me, afilu lishtois nami, even to go to drink, I could just wash my hands outside. Because made the idea that Nina Daitoi, everybody knows that I'm a big mafunik. Like I would for sure not go down to even drink something if I didn't wash my hands. So for me, there'll be no chshad. I'm allowed to just come in and drink. And I wash my hands outside, but me, there's no chshad. People won't be chashid. I didn't wash my hands. All right, we'll stop here.